Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Let me tell you a story. It happened around the time of the Summer Olympics a number of years ago, when a student who had really committed himself to the world of diving was in training for that, and he chose a university where that particular skill could be perfected, and had a fine coach and had an excellent facilities. What he didn't plan on is that his roommate was a believer in Jesus Christ. And this roommate faithfully talked to him about Christ, who lived and died and paid the price for sin. And this diver was not interested at all. He was interested in his future, the gold medal and all that would go with that. And yet, on occasion, he would be disturbed by what he was being told because he realized he had never trusted in another to help him not only through life, but beyond death. That's where the rub comes. So late one night, unable to sleep, he decided to go over to the indoor pool that had a roof and a huge facility where he had dived so many times and climbed up to the 10-meter level and stripped down to his swimsuit and decided he would dive for a while. And the moonlight was shining through the roof area, so he was pretty well able to see where the end of the platform was. And just before he took the dive, the custodian happened to step in and was shocked to see a young man up on the platform and flipped on the lights and yelled because he had drained the pool the night before and he would have jumped to his death. But what the young man remembered is while he stood there preparing for the dive, he reached his arms out on each side, and the moonlight cast a sign of a cross on the wall behind him. And he realized, as he had missed death by such a short moment of time, that there had been one who had been crucified for him. And he trusted in Christ as his own Savior. All of you look like you're Christians. You look like you're at peace with yourself. You look like you're ready for whatever life may bring. You even look like if death should come, you'd be ready to step into God's presence. But truth be told, there are some of you who aren't. And if you've never believed in the Lord Jesus, who was crucified, who was the rose that was trampled, who did in fact take our fall for us, this would be a wonderful moment for you to do that.
If death came today, would you be ready to step into God's presence? God loves you and wants you to live forever with Him. To make that happen, Jesus Christ paid the price for your sins. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Christ. He desires a relationship with you. God promises that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, and it's as simple as saying a prayer. If you've never thought about your eternal destiny, there's no better time than now to believe. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LifeTrac. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, "It's Time to Restore the Years," was copyrighted in 2008, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.